Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the motherfucking AMC Snoop Dogg.
I'll never do that again.
What up? What? What? What?
They are blood-sucking phone crushers. They would literally drain you of any...
Peter, entertain me.
Entertain me.
I think we should dedicate this pod to how perfect you are.
I need to get... You know.
Guys, we've got a huge favour to ask you all.
Yeah, we took the mick out of people saying, subscribe to my channel last week. But that's exactly what we're asking you to do. Please subscribe because it actually means a hell of a lot for this podcast. And if you do... we show what Ross looks like.
If you want to see Ross's sexy schmush, hit subscribe now. Shabba. Hello and welcome to the Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
Pete, do you want to address the nation and tell them why you're looking a bit rouge?
Bit rouge.
Looking a bit Steve Sidwell.
We'll have none of that on this pod, thank you.
Yeah, I am slightly rouge. It's quite obvious that we are on holiday.
I wear factor 50 head to toe.
I do as well. I thought I'd put a green one. But I've been out grafting. That's the difference. You know what I mean? You're on holiday. I'm out like working to the bone. And when I say working to the bone, I'm definitely not working to the bone. It's a lot of fun. Dinkle Football Escapes, we're out here and I basically, you know, with a load of coaches,
you know, train
from 10 till 12. But it's in the height of sun.
Although there hasn't been any sun the whole time we've been here, which makes me wonder, like, where the hell have you been? You know, it's been freezing and cloudy. I haven't brought one.
Got my head above the clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's quite quiet today, on my forehead mainly. And it's just a traditional Brits abroad, really, isn't it?
But you're really dark-skinned, luckily. You're not like me, like, completely white, Irish.
You need to get a little cap on, maybe. Do you have a cap?
Yeah, but... I look like,
I like you in a cap.
Do you remember Ireland in the 1990 World Cup in USA? Did you ever see it?
No, Pete. You wouldn't have seen that one. I haven't seen
they
it.
They all had hats on like when they were warming up. And like, we mentioned the Ireland team in 100 degree heat.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. Thankfully, our kids have got your lovely golden skin and not mine.
Yeah, it's not quite golden yet, yeah. But I'm hoping it will be at some stage. At the moment, it's just bright red.
Golden rouge at the moment.
It will be.
Yeah, so we managed to get here in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty seamless. Airport was nowhere to be seen. You know, I'd been filming the week before, leaving the house at like 5:30 a.m., getting back at 10 p.m., 7 days a week, and I still managed to pack all the kids' bags.
Are you honestly going to tell the nation here that Airport Abs wasn't in play at all?
Yeah.
Why?
No, I came home from work. Let me just set the scene.
Okay, can I? You go,
no,
and then
this
I'm going to go.
Wine.
Because I'm literally watching you lie through your teeth at the moment.
You can't.
Carry
it's
on.
Not
carry
a
on. No, you
if
go
it's
your
my
way.
Version.
And that's what I'm saying. You do your version, and I'll do
mine.
Well,
is this the wine then?
Well, it looks like
no,
it.
No, no.
It looks like. I thought we were going to have a catch-up frustrated.
Pete had one job: just put a shirt in the case and do not mess the house up. I came home. The house looked like we'd been ransacked, robbed. Every room. Like I came into my front door, there was mud all over my new floor. Stones, a million pairs of shoes. I went into the kitchen. I genuinely thought we'd been robbed.
To be fair, packing is one of them where it's got to get messy before it gets special.
It's a massive overreaction as well. It was a huge overreaction. There was a couple of shoes out. And I think in the lounge there was, I don't know, maybe
milk
a plate
with the lids off, dishwasher open, cupboards open, KFC, empty KFC all on the work time.
That's not true because I packed all of that away. I actually left you a little bit of chicken.
As if I'm going to eat.
Honestly, I thought you might be hungry when you got in. It's actually coming from a nice place.
I left you the Zinger Tower burger. What more do you want?
As if I'm going to eat.
What more can a man do?
Leftover KFC.
There was a little bit of that popcorn chicken. I thought, like, some gravy. You could heat that up. Be lovely.
Not a chance.
I thought you might be hungry. I genuinely left a bit of chicken out for you because I thought you might want it. And obviously that was a treat for the kids.
Something's going on.
Well, my issue... Something is going on with us. You came in and absolutely blitzed me for leaving. Bearing in mind, I had the kids all day, all four of them.
Do you know what he said?
On my own.
Yeah. Do you know what he said? It's hard looking after kids, you know. That was his comeback. And I was like... Don't even.
But this is my problem. It's, like, it's a role reversal, right? It's like when I go to work, I come home and Ab goes, "All you've been doing is messing around with football." He said it's hot, so hard having the kids. But when it's the other way, Ab comes in from work. It's like, God, I'm absolutely knackered. I just need to go up to bed. Like, looking after the kids is easy now, is it?
I didn't say I need to go to bed.
It's like whatever you're doing is the hard thing.
That's not true.
Well, that's not. I know it's not true.
No, what I wanted from you is, oh my God, you finally finished this week. I've missed you, number one.
I've left some chicken out.
No.
Oh, well, that was a nice gesture, though.
I'm not going to eat leftover KFC.
All right, well, maybe not a great gesture, but it was still a gesture. And also, I was looking forward to you coming home.
When you come home from work, I make you like a full shepherd's pie or something. Ready? When? In the oven.
I'm not very good at cooking.
He still fed you.
I tried to feed you. What do you think about us?
The bargain book end up
over
your head.
We had to have KFC. This is all we could do. It's all we could have. And I left you, so that was like supposed to be a nice thing.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, boring. And then airport abs just went fucking berserk for 3 days. Lasted 3 days. It's probably just, I don't think we're still over it.
I just don't know what on earth.
I can see that a little bit.
You can shut up, Ross, turning up with a fucking vomit.
There you go.
Hello, yeah. So sorry, Abby, I just totally agree with you. Whatever you say, I just totally agree with you. Sorry.
I agree with you as well.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Go on, anyway, so tell me over. Like, I don't.
You've, for 3 days, you've. Listen, I'm not going to get too deep into it because the scars are still raw. We'll talk about this later, but you have not been your best the last 3 days. That's all I'm going to say.
It's so annoying, like, as a woman. Like, if you get offended by or hurt, and that hurt gets ignored, and that hurt turns into anger, and then it's like, what, you actually said it yourself, a woman hurt is a woman scorned or something like that? Is that the saying?
No, I think so. A woman...
It's like a woman
beware of a woman scorned or something
like that, isn't it, yeah.
Because you will
hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
There you go.
Basically, an angry woman is a.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for you.
Yeah.
That was that. But I thought, I'm not going to give in. And
any,
I never
know. Any reasons for. I mean, there was one particular one where you went the wrong way for breakfast. This is amazing, this one.
No.
Do you want me to tell it or you?
You could tell
She's
it.
Gone the wrong way. Right, so she's walking around. Anyway, all the tables, the people that we know, have tapped me and said, oh, she's gone the wrong way there. So people go, oh, she's gone the wrong way. Anyway, she's kept going and then come to like a standstill. And then I've gone, you've gone the wrong way. And she went, fuck's sake. She's going, stop trying to embarrass me in front of everyone. I went, well, how is that? How
so it's
that
like the breakfast fault? Part and there was no gap in the fence.
Yeah.
But last year when we were here, there was a gap at the end. So I missed the gap, so carried on walking. And I thought, I'll come in the other end, but they've blocked that
How
off
is
now.
This a problem, this one?
And instead of people going, oh, babe, do you need a hand? I had like 5 plates of food.
Couldn't get to you.
Hysterical, laughing at me and humiliating me in front of everyone.
I'm not humiliating you. Like, literally, it's like people were
really,
laughing.
You really embarrassed me. Like,
how people, I just don't know how that is. If I went the wrong way, like, I'd go, oh, what a dope. Oh. I've gone the wrong way. You literally just walk. That shouldn't be a problem. Anyway, as
going
you can see, the scars are still, it's still raw.
Going
still.
The wrong way is not the problem, but it was the fact that you were laughing at me in front of everybody.
Babe, so lots
if
of people,
anyone
they were all going,
at
she's
you,
gone the wrong way.
I nearly knocked the woman out on the desk in
Glastonbury. The people were
she slagged
friends.
You off.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were there, Ross?
Yeah.
I was like, what did you say?
Yeah, that's just a random
about my
woman.
Husband.
We knew
and
these
he's
people.
Like, let people laugh at me.
with these people with us that everyone was laughing, going, "Oh, she's gone the wrong way." You just go, "Oh, gone the wrong way." That's literally all it needs to be.
Well, I wouldn't laugh at someone.
Now you've both vented in public forum, just feel a little bit better. You got stuff off your chest.
This is the first time we've been able to talk about it because I just haven't felt like I haven't been able to raise it. Mm. And then, like, the fact that I can't raise the fact that my wife went the wrong way at breakfast because I'm scared.
I think we
how
should just...
How fucking mad is that?
I think we should dedicate this pod to how perfect you are.
I need to get a few things off.
You know, fuck musical icons.
Peter?
Yeah, you know, he's perfect.
I need to get a few things off my chest.
He's so perfect.
If I went the wrong way, I just wouldn't make it... I wouldn't go...
Is this the divorce but the thing episode is, part two?
The thing is, you wouldn't go the wrong way because you're perfect.
I probably wouldn't, no, because it was fucking ridiculous. I don't there know how you went
that's,
away anyway.
See, that's exactly it. That's exactly what you did. It was like, what are you doing? Where are you going? It wasn't like, ha ha, that's so funny, you've gone the wrong way. It was
no.
Nasty.
When I saw your face, you know, when you see, and I see it in other women and who hate their husbands, I saw the face that's like, I fucking hate you so much. I saw that face, and I've seen it the last 3 days, and I've never seen it in 20 years.
Hate can be temporary.
I've never seen that face in 20 years, and I've just seen it in the last 3 days for the first time.
Oh, woe betide. Woe betide.
It's a new face. It's a one of pure unadulterated hatred. And I think you get that as you get like older.
I don't.
Well, you do. I don't. Because you've got it now.
You've been giving it to him on your ride. You've been giving him the face.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. He just hasn't noticed.
All right, look, listen, we've whined enough there, I think. You've done enough for the both of us. I think we should go into the audience ones now. Hi guys, just wanted to whine about my best friend because you can't moan about your bestie. Who can you moan about? She's getting married next year and I'm currently organising the hen do. No easy feat when you're maid of honour and trying to coordinate a group of 20 girls, half of whom are as tight as a duck's ass. The main hen is going to be...
I wouldn't want to be maid of honour again.
No.
It's too much responsibility. I just want to turn up and it's all sorted. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Is that bad?
No, totally get it. Totally get that. The main hen's going to be in Prague, whoop, whoop. And then my bestie rang the other day and said she felt bad for all the others who couldn't make an expensive weekend abroad. So can I organise a second? Double the activities, double the stress, double the cost, and no doubt double the disappointment when no one likes the activities I've organised. Who needs enemies with friends like this?
What activities has she arranged?
I don't know. God knows.
You tell us, you were the maid of honour. What activities did you do?
My best friend Holly, when I was her maid of honour, I teamed up with Laura, who's one of our best friends from school, but she is misorganised and she loves it and thrives on it. So mm-hmm. like literally to the minute was okay. scheduled. So I was kind of more of an ideas.
Big picture.
Kind yeah. of girl. And... Well, I sorted where we were staying and all of that and like got all the presents and everything sorted. And yeah. a couple of tables in places, but Laura planned it. But, you know, as a group, we kind of collaborated and said what we should do, but everything I wanted to do. I thought we should go to like a male strip bar, but everyone said, let's go to perfume making instead. Fuck it out.
I bet you did.
And it was, you know, when else could you have a bit of fun like that?
I totally agree. I'm doing one next week.
A male strip bar?
Yeah. Pure male strip bar.
You'd be on the pole.
I'm working at once.
You literally would be up there
not
with them.
Not high-end one. So what do you suggest here for a...
I think when you're organising something for a lot of people, you've got a lot of people to please. And, you know, I think all you can do is your best because someone will always moan while others might think, oh my God, this is the trip of a lifetime. It's amazing. Not everyone's going to be happy.
You can't. It's almost impossible to make everyone happy.
I think you kind of just need to take emotion out of it and think, you know, this is my friend's hen do. This is about her. Let's all go and have a great time. But, you know, I do get it. They are, you know, we spent a fortune in Paris. When we went, it was, you know, just big groups, big tables, big, you know, big bills.
I think the ones that are left at home there, like, it's never going to be as good as Prague, is it? Right. So they're all going to have the one they do there, and then the one that people that can't afford Prague, they're just going to think it's a bit shitter than
in Blackpool.
It's a shitter version,
isn't it?
On the
fucking Big Dipper.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a night out with all your friends and who you love, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
Can't go wrong. And I think just make it about the bride.
I just do a night out in the UK. If you
a few Willy straws, a couple of cowboy hats, Bob's your uncle?
Fanny's your aunt.
Fanny's...
Job done. My weekly whine is about my kids. Nothing in particular. They're just hard work. Not only do they constantly require feeding, cleaning, walking, soothing, entertaining, but they also love to throw a tantrum in the mix every other hour.
Tarantula?
Tantrum.
Oh, God.
Tantrum. Did I say that
right? You know, that's one thing our kids have never done, tantrums.
Not really. Honestly, I'm done in, and I don't even know why they keep laughing when I threaten to put them up for adoption. Gaz, he's having a tough time with his children.
I think that's the thing. You know, I was even reading Matthew McConaughey's book the other day, and he said he didn't do things as a child out of fear of the consequences that from his mum and dad.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel the same way. You know, there was things, you know, I was always in trouble, but there were certain things I wouldn't do because I thought I'll get battered by my mum and dad.
Yeah.
But I do think that's a common problem nowadays, that kids are not scared of the parents. Not that they should be scared of the parents. Is it a lack of respect?
It's schools as well. I saw it even when I was in school, with authority with teachers, the kids just laugh because you can't do anything to them, can you?
You'd be scared though. When I was at school, you would be scared.
Yeah, I was petrified.
When I was in school, like, you'd see like kids just like, I'm not, what are you going to do, sir? Do you know, and the answer is, what can they do?
I never saw that really.
I didn't.
Like, I certainly wouldn't be that like that with my mum and dad at all. Like, that's just outrageous really, isn't it?
Yeah, but our kids are like that with us. I'm like, right, that's it, in your room. And then he just go, no. And my kids are good kids, but yeah, they still do say no. And I'm like, off the iPad now, or turn the telly off, and they just say no. We do have that. Like, even sitting down, eating your dinner, like, growing up as a child, like, we all had to sit down at the table. Also, like, just running around.
They test their boundaries, don't they? They see how far they can push it. But like, when you shout them,
why is that? Is that a kind of... It's not a lack of respect, especially in our...
No, I just think they just see what they can get away with, don't they? That's what they...
You generally come out, so everyone goes through phases. You've got like terrible tweens or whatever. Yeah. And stuff like that.
They are, you know...
What's a tween?
Like 10 to 13.
They are blood-sucking fun crushers. They would literally drain you of your last sense. And they would, you know, and then not thank you for it at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I do wonder at times, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, they literally, like, imagine how much fun you had before, and that's all gone.
Although Sophia's on a netball tour with the school at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is why we're here, because we're here to support her, and I have missed her so much.
Have you?
Like, it's put a massive dent in the kind of dynamic. And not being here, I really feel it. Do you?
Yeah, 100%. We felt it.
And she's missing me. Aww. And I would never normally let her go on a school trip like this, but obviously because we're in the same country as her, it slightly softens.
Is this the longest you've been separated as parents and child?
Yes.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. From not sleeping in the same house.
Yeah, we've been away together for a few days. That's probably the longest we've left.
Yeah, especially because she's in a foreign, different country.
Yeah.
But, you know, not being left with family.
It is
bizarre, but I think she's enjoying the independence. But I do think, we said the other day, we've noticed a difference with Sophia and her, like, the attitude. She has got a lot better.
Oh, she's got so much better, yeah. It's weird. It's like everyone says, oh, they hit teens and it's game over. She's just started coming out of it now. Like, she's probably been so good now. Like, and she's good company.
Yeah.
You know, and just so happens our eight-year-old is just...
On the turn.
Filling her void.
Yeah.
On the turn. So every time I say something.
She's in the pool today and she's with the older girls, right? And they've got the babies with me and the babies want to go to the kids' club. So I said, Lib, look, I can't leave you here. You got to come with me. So she just went underwater. And she was like a dolphin. She literally did not come back up for about 3 minutes.
I know.
And I was going,
To the point where you're like, am I jumping in here?
Honestly, I'm going to have to go in the water here to fish her out. Because she's just like, she's grown gills.
They all stay underwater so long, our kids, don't they?
And then she's come up and gone straight under again. But bearing in mind, I've got all my gear on.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
I can't go in there after. I'm like, see them. You count this fucking pool. She knows what she's doing. She's got an extra 6 minutes underwater. Outrageous behaviour.
So basically, Gaz needs to savour these.
So Gaz, save the moments. Listen, we wouldn't change it. We do genuinely love it. But it's hard at times.
You know, so many people today have been asking me, why didn't we have another baby?
Why?
Like, three people today have asked me that.
Stop at four.
I know.
Why didn't you have another one? It's like, if you've got one, people ask that. You go, did you not want to have another one? Mm-hmm. I've got four. Two of each.
Like fucking cheaper by the dozen. And you're like, you carry that much more, wouldn't it?
Steve Martin's fab, isn't
he? Yeah, he is good. He fucking looked the same age since the 80s, though.
Next one. I'd like to drop a weekly whine about how personality catfishing is definitely a thing.
I think it is.
I've been on a couple of dates with people I've met online lately, and whilst I've been pleasantly surprised by how true they are to their pictures in real life, Jesus Christ, they are dull. Mm. I am convinced they must be getting help from their friends, sending responses on Hinge over, because I think I'd rather drink paint, never mind watching it dry, than spend another evening wasted on these knobs.
Do you know what?
Just what? He's boring, they're not knobs.
Yeah.
But what they I are. Think they could be, you know, it's easier to be confident on a keyboard.
Yeah.
Or they could be getting the AI chat.
Chatbots. You know,
chatbots.
Oh, you're hot on the AI, aren't you?
AI is my new...
Shtick.
Shtick.
So how does that work? If I go on Hinge, obviously, I hit you up on Hinge.
What's Hinge?
How are you going to AI me back?
What the hell's Hinge?
Tinder.
Oh. No, you'd have to type it in separately and then retype it, I imagine. I'm not that technical.
So
I don't know how you get it from the AI bot onto the Hinge.
The AI reply box. Bot.
We've actually got some. I've just Googled on my phone any ChatGPT chat up line, trying to read a couple of them. Mm. Do you have a map? I keep getting lost in your eyes.
Yeah, but can't we have...
Sound like some of mine, these.
Yeah, but the thing is, just like...
People aren't going to say this shit. Can't it just be like, hey, ChatGPT, can you make me interesting? And then, you know...
Can you say, what would be interesting for a girl on Hinge?
No, but it's a real thing. You know, I was somewhere recently in a large group of people. All great people.
Mm. Boring bastards?
No, not that.
Oh, no, they weren't.
Great people.
What are you going to say they're boring?
I don't think looks come into it at this point.
So they're ugly and boring?
No, they're not ugly and boring. They were actually good looking.
Oh,
but
right, okay.
What is so crucial is having a good personality. You know, I was thinking, God, you're good looking, but Jesus Christ, I couldn't last longer than a day with you.
Yeah.
Male and female, this is, I'm talking, by the way. You know, it goes back to that old Simply Red quote. You are so beautiful, but oh so boring. And then it's a lyric.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's nailed it.
What am I doing here? It's looks do not matter if it's not backed up with personality. Yeah, you can have a great snog. Even a one-night stand. Mm. But it's not going to last longer than that. Mm. I really missed you because I was thinking, God, I'm used to being entertained.
Like a performing monkey.
You certainly are, darling. You certainly are.
Peter, entertain me.
Yeah, entertain me. But to be fair, like with our friendship group, we are so lucky that everyone is a big, bullshy, funny characters.
Yeah.
And when that's taken away, you're like, fucking hell, is this what the real world's like?
You said it so well last time. I mean, they're out there.
They get about.
They get about.
These boring people.
These boring people get about.
Do I sound bad saying that?
No. The longer I go in life, the less I tolerate boring people. And I'm sorry. And they're out there.
Boring in nights is hard to offend, though.
I ain't got
but,
time
you know,
for it,
though. It's exhausting.
I haven't got time for it. Nights out now are rare, right? If I get stuck with, you know, boring Bill,
Norman.
Uncle Bill, Uncle Norm, I haven't got time for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not my schedule. I don't see my friends enough for that.
Yeah.
You know, I've got loads of, I see you mates having a crack.
I actually did think to myself when I was in this group, God, I actually take it for granted how much I am entertained by my family and friends. By our group, and it's so important for a good quality of life.
I genuinely think it is, but I don't know if that's just kind of how we feel. You
but
know,
some people like being
some
more.
People
look
like
our John.
Because you can still.
No, like, and I'm not talking
have
going
an up. Intellectual debate. It's not like being stupid. Like it's,
it also doesn't revolve around drinking and you know getting drunk. You know, lately we. haven't been drinking at all. Mm. And you can still have a great time.
Yeah.
Being boring is very unfortunate. Mm.
So catfishing, for instance, right here. Can this happen? Have we got any... have we got any up?
So it's a clear, smiling headshot of yourself. A photo of you hiking in the mountains, showcasing your adventurous side.
So you've just typed this in and this is
make me interesting
profile.
For Hinge. Make me interesting for Hinge. A candid shot of you laughing with friends at a barbecue. A picture of you playing guitar by a campfire, highlighting your musical talents.
Oh, I think you're a bell. If I saw that, I think you're a bell.
A photo of you volunteering at a local animal shelter, demonstrating your compassion.
This sounds like my dream, man.
Well, it's working, though.
Yeah, look, your eyes lit up.
Hiking, guitar playing, animal lover. Come on, you want?
Wow.
To be honest, though, that is like, I've seen an advert like Expedia.com or something, and it is a guy hiking.
Yeah.
It is someone around the campfire, it is someone, you know, with a puppy. That's too stereotypical for me.
Yeah, like that is, it's obvious you've kind of seen what women like, isn't it? You know,
women just like that.
Yeah, but if I was riding a horse on the mountain like that, you'd go, wow.
Like Putin.
Like hiking and all that, like outdoor pursuits and stuff. It's all a bit cliche now, isn't it? Always have a nice picture of yourself. And then I think, you know, getting catfished is definitely a thing though, isn't it? Like, because people are interesting. Like, I've got a mate who's so interesting on the group, like fires in gags left, right and centre.
Who's that?
You meet him up. Just say boo to a goose. Just say one word.
He must be on the chat bot.
I reckon he's on it. Yeah. He's chat botting 100%.
I love that though.
Let's cheers to everyone else's weekly one. Ours isn't over.
No, it is. It is. So we've had a lot of people writing into us. You know, a couple of weeks where we were complaining about pop music of today and the
popular music culture.
Pop music culture. The filth that is blasted into our ears on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolute filth.
So we had a lot of our listeners saying, okay, then, so what type of music do you actually like and what do you think is worthy for our ears?
The thing is, it's obviously because we're parents that we think this because...
As
you
or
think,
old.
You think about it. I used to love Dre and Snoop. And like, I think so. Like
I used to love Dre and Snoop. We still do.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. I love them. But what's the difference between them and
motherfucking
like
DRE is the song
Cardi
I used
P.
to
yeah, but what I'm saying
psych
is
myself up. No, 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 no.
It's the motherfucking DRE. Snoop Dogg. But what I'm saying is that the language in that is absolutely abysmal as well.
I change it to na 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 na. It's the motherfucking AMC Snoop Dogg.
Don't ever do that again.
What up? What?
You know when you were kids and you'd listen to like your parents' music in the car, for example, and you'd cringe to death, wouldn't you? But now for me personally, when I've got older, I love all the music that my mum used to play. You know, like Luther Vandross.
Because you were conceived to that, Ross.
Marvin Gaye. You know. Do you think it's like that? Do you think that's just quite natural for everyone?
I know what the issue is here.
Go on.
The issue is, because on the radio, you'd listen to it, but it'd be the edited version. Everyone's got Spotify now, right? So you just play the unedited version all the time. So the kids get your Spotify and they'll just play it in the car and they'll
even
be...
Even Taylor Swift's worse, which I can't believe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like what I'm saying, like back in the day, you'd have to buy the album, wouldn't you? Now you've got access to all this kind of music and it's just played without the... So the kids are putting it on and actually rapping it without the unedited... they're rapping the unedited version.
I think this is more about musical icons and I can sit here now, hand on heart, and say they don't make them like they used to.
Said like a true old person.
I think the only people who like cut it today would be, I know probably numbers and record sales would contradict me. However, music.
Adele?
Music.
Oh, Adele's great.
Music quality. And longevity. Adele is definitely up there. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. She's humongous, but God knows why. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's not my cup of tea, to be honest. Not mine at all.
Justin Bieber's very talented.
Justin Bieber is great. Well, these are modern icons. Miley Cyrus is number one for me.
Yeah.
She's, you know, ugh.
She looks great. She sounds great. She is great.
Fans like Kings of Leon are like phenomenal, I think.
Yeah, well, we're going to go through it. Oh, well, I've got to go through it now.
Right, do you want to go in your order then?
No, what we're saying is, so this all, I thought this would be a really good topic this week because obviously we've had a lot of people write in and say, okay, if you don't like current pop that's out now, who do you like?
I actually do like it though. No, I don't mind it.
We do like it. But the other night we had a party for Sophia's 13th and the kids went, few of the mums stayed, and we were talking about who is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Who is the best of all time, the icon. And Peter, which I voice noted to you, Ross, said,
I think
Michael Jackson is the most creative person I've ever seen.
I think my exact quote was, Michael Jackson's the most creative person I've ever met. And obviously I haven't met him. So what I meant to say, obviously, was...
No, but that got us thinking.
It got us thinking. And for me, I think he is the most talented person to have walked the earth musically.
Iconic is the word for him.
I genuinely think that.
Yes, but there's so many others.
Mm. Yeah, obviously, you can argue if
Michael Jackson walked into a room...
Yeah.
I'm talking fame, like talent, music. Like Michael Jackson walked in here now, right? There's so many other, like John Lennon, for instance. You know, there are
Prince, Eric Clapton,
Madonna,
Whitney.
There are stars, but then there's Michael Jackson. I think.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a cuss above the rest.
I think he's Steven Tyler,
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but you couldn't get in his
Sade,
head either.
Simply Red, Luther Vandross.
For years, I thought Sade was Sade. My mum caught me calling her Sade the other week.
Who the fuck
are you talking about? I was like, Sade.
Oh, she's
amazing. Get that by your side, aren't by Sade.
By your side, by
Sade.
First album I ever bought was Bad.
Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Bad?
The Jackson family.
Bad, Michael Jackson. Bad.
I thought you meant Bad.
My Bad album.
The first album I bought was Now 34. I would love to know what was on that now. That's how old it is. We're in like now 2000.
Yeah, I'll have a little Google of the sound. You talk amongst yourselves and I'll find out.
Now 30.
The track listing for Now 34. 34. Mine was Busted.
You bought Busted first album?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
Now 34.
Oh, that's...
There's a compilation.
Wannabe, Spice Girls.
What year was that?
1970.
I'd guess.
Oh, go on, have a guess.
93, I'm saying.
Oh.
Peter?
96.
I'm going to go 94.
The correct answer was 1996. Here is the track listing. Wannabe, Spice Girls, Freedom, Robbie Williams, Mysterious Girl,
you
Peter
didn't know
Andre.
That was his first one, did you? I remember I said that. Robbie Williams' first Freedom. That was his first single.
Freedom, George Michael
cover.
Who on earth covers George Michael? There's only one George
Born
Michael.
Slippy, that's a tune.
Yeah, that's a good tune.
Underworld.
Yeah. Blair, Don't Stop Moving, Live and Joy. Naked.
Don't Stop
Eloise Redman.
Oh, I love that.
Return Naked. Of the Mac. Oh, what a tune. California Love, Tupac. Dre.
I'm not a Tupac fan, you know.
What?
That girl.
That's a big shout.
The Macarena, iconic. Talking about icon. Sunshine and Higher State of Consciousness.
Your Sunshine. That one?
No.
Your Sunshine.
No, that's later. Much later. That's a tune.
That's a tune. No, but it's so hard to pick the ultimate icon because there's so many genres of music and so many mavericks, icons, revolutionaries.
Yeah.
You know, that it's impossible. Because look at all the country and western, Tammy Wynette, all, you know, Dolly Parton.
Prince was up there.
George, Prince, and Michael Jackson.
I think the thing they were both so musically gifted, but then like Prince is more guitar playing or music instrument playing.
This is my thing. Like,
yeah,
some
Prince
like
is a songwriter. There's millions of songs people don't even know Prince wrote.
Yeah, he's,
nothing compares for bloody what's her name?
Sinead O'Connor. Yeah.
Nothing compares for Sinead O'Connor. Like.
The only thing reason I keep coming to Michael Jackson, right, is because obviously I think his tunes are amazing, right? I'm into Michael Jackson, but he redefined like people can't the dancing, right? You've never seen anyone dance like it before or since.
Well, that's it with a lot of the music like, from the 50s, 60s, 70s. They created it. They were the very first people to do it. You know, now it's kind of even, you know, with Miley Cyrus, you could see a bit of Tina Turner in there. You could see a Dolly Parton, even though she's putting her own spin on it. It's, you know, it's kind of been done.
Yeah, it's not as trailblazing maybe as it was.
Have you ever seen Michael Jackson do the robot when he was in Jackson 5?
No.
Fucking, it's insane. And I know I'm
has
not,
anyone seen it?
But honestly, mine's good. But like this thing that he does, you won't even, you can't even believe it. I've got to get it up.
What's your favourite Michael Jackson song then?
This is a big shout, so... So I quite like the slowies.
Oh,
gosh.
I don't mind the Librarian Girl.
It's obscure.
The all-time Michael Jackson is...
PYT.
Man in the Mirror for me.
Oh, what a tune.
Yeah, I mean, it's an absolute...
Ballad.
Yeah. Have a look at Michael Jackson here.
Lionel Richie, Commodores are up there, though, as well. I can't stop. I used to sit on the kitchen worktop and put that on and cry.
The Night Shift by the Commodores.
Watch Jackson here.
Is that Cher?
Watch Michael Jackson.
Cher?
Look at him.
That's Cher with him, Cher.
Have you ever seen dance like that in your life?
But all the Tabla Motown all dance like that.
No one danced like Michael Jackson.
No. I agree with that.
No one.
Shalimar.
He invented things like the moonwalk. He invented, no one had seen anything like he invented it on live TV.
He's obviously in his bedroom, literally... done that and made it up.
What's your thoughts on Elvis?
I love him, but he's kind of just before my time, really. Like
it's like the 40s.
I know, that's what I mean. Like I haven't seen enough of him, if I'm honest.
I got really, really into Elvis after I watched that movie.
I thought he came across as a bit of a knob on the movie, to be honest.
So your evaluation of Elvis is he's a bit of a knob.
Looking now.
Right, let's move on. That's Elvis done. Put that in the bottom drawer.
We're
Elvis.
Not mentioning
in
the any ghetto, females that's a good, here.
In the ghetto. Right,
Elvis, come on, absolutely.
David Guetta.
In the ghetto, you dope.
Oh.
In the ghetto.
Madonna's the best female for me.
Oh yeah.
I get it. Like you Whitney went to Houston, like voice.
Right.
Madonna for like.
J Lo's up there though. I know she's very pop, but she's an icon.
Yeah. Diana Ross? Not a huge fan myself.
No, I'm not.
Mariah Carey?
Dionne Warwick?
Lady Gaga?
Gaga, yes.
Yeah, really? Not better than Madonna. Where did Jeannie Queen rank on the list?
If I was going to be a pop star, I would want to be Miley Cyrus.
Would you? If you could be one person...
Well, I'm happy being me.
No, but if you could be
if
one
if I had to pick a
artist,
pop star to be, it would be Bono or Miley.
Really?
I think Miley's got better clothes than Bono.
And she's a girl, which helps.
McCartney would have been a good one because he's kind of longevity-wise as well. Been in the Beatles. Imagine experiencing the Beatles.
Unreal, mate.
Like, Mick Jagger, because he's got the outfits.
Mick Jagger.
As well.
And he feels like he's lived through it all. All of it, and still going strong.
And he came onto the side. I saw them a couple of years ago at Anfield, actually. They were unbelievable.
Rolling
like, for
Stones.
A bunch of 70-year-old men or however, they must be touching 80 really now, mustn't they? They were so energetic. They were unreal. So
see,
good.
Like, well, I know they're amazing, but like,
would you say, oh, he's good for an 80-year-old man?
No,
or it's
no,
just
no.
Like...
The voices sound virtually the same as when you listen to it on Spotify,
really?
Like, honestly, and they were moving
you know
the whole
forget,
time.
You know, we've totally forgot about?
Go on.
Bloody Elton.
Yeah, Elton, yeah.
Elton's top...
Yeah.
He's joint number one.
He's up there, yeah.
And he's a football connoisseur, as you know,
he's
Pete.
He's a football connoisseur. We had him on the football podcast.
And he's so showbiz, isn't he?
Well, he's just a star, isn't he?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, he's iconic. You know, he does some of those outfits in the early days, you know,
yeah.
like...
I'm sure we're missing people.
Well, obviously, we can't name every freaking music pop star who's ever lived.
Name one male, one female.
I'm torn between George... Michael. George Michael.
Literally, yeah, George Michael.
I'm saying my top three. George, Michael, and John.
Lennon.
Yeah. You should know.
George Michael. You're
George
so
Michael.
George Michael, Michael it. Jackson, John Lennon.
Is that what you're going to go with?
But I just... I like a bit of Bono. It's just too hard. And Prince.
What about bands then, right? So you can,
Kings of Leon.
You can have three artists, then you can have three like
U2,
bands.
Kings of Leon, Arctic Monkeys.
Nice. Nice, nice.
Aerosmith.
Razorlight.
No.
I love Razorlight. They're not as iconic as YouTube, but so
I put Oasis in there, you know.
Oh, for me personally, Oasis, great job.
I'm just like, for me personally, growing up in that era, like early 90s, Oasis were the ones for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nostalgic.
Even the look, the style, the
so
look.
So Britpop.
Yeah, I mean,
it encapsulates that time, doesn't it?
Richard Ashcroft is.
Yeah, so the Verve, Oasis, Ocean Colour Scene.
You too? You'd say you too.
Well, yeah, but they were kind of. I'm talking about Britpop. It felt like they were.
Yeah.
They were kind of.
Their own.
On their own. They were like in America and stuff then. That kind of Britpop era, like, was. I thought was.
YouTube Britpop, but I'm just saying, if you're talking band. I'm surprised U2 wouldn't be in your top three.
Oh no, I absolutely love U2, yeah. I absolutely love them, yeah. I'm just talking, that was me just doing a Britpop era. I don't think they were involved in that one.
No, not really. I wouldn't associate them with that.
No, definitely not. See, I prefer the Verve to Oasis.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he's got one of Coldplay.
That album though was.
What about bloody Chris Martin? Love him.
Yeah. That Urban Hymns, when it was Verve, is a top album.
It's so annoying that they don't get as much credit as Oasis, because he has actually got one of the best voices of all time.
He's had a bit of a career resurgence, Richard Ashcroft, though, as a solo artist.
Do you know? He's not on the credits of like Bittersweet Symphony because it was at the end that was at the end of a Rolling Stones tune. Did you know that?
No.
So that whole thing that goes, yeah. So it's basically Rolling Stones get the royalties from Bittersweet Symphony.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh. So they should, though, to be fair.
But it's their biggest song.
Yeah.
That's huge. I'm sure there was a kind of legal thing now where I think he's given it back now.
Who's given it back?
So Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones have given the rights back to Richard Ashcroft or the Verve. But
you haven't named many American stars on this.
I love Foo Fighters. They're up there for me.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They were so good to glass out.
Yeah, Foo Fighters were unreal.
We've forgotten Phil as well.
Collins.
Oh, Phil.
What was their Genesis? Oh, Genesis. Are follow you.
Blondie.
Blondie, yeah.
I'm not an ABBA fan.
Well, you're a weirdo.
You're not?
I think, no, I'm not. I love Mamma Mia,
Ab's not an ABBA fan.
I am not an ABBA fan at all. Are you? Are you?
He is now. He went to see the
The only song I like is the only Winner Takes It All. Beautiful song.
Mm.
We watched that Winner Takes It All to our under 21s with England. They put a compilation of like our best bits to like and the winner takes.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was all like crunching tackles and goal line clearances. It kind of felt quite emotional.
My song when I won Strictly was Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Was it? Yeah.
They got some good motivational songs.
They're good for when you're learning a language, ABBA, because you know all the lyrics to them. So when you listen to them in another language, like Darmi, 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 Amor, esta noche. I knew that. You know, that's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Have you just sang ABBA in Spanish?
Yeah.
I don't think they sing it in Spanish, Ross.
They do. ABBA Gold, whole album.
Why didn't they just sing it in English?
Well, they do sing it in English, but then Spanish people want to enjoy it, so they release it in Spanish. But then because you know all the words, you can go, darmi, 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 amore.
Darmi, darmi, amore.
Esta noche. Yeah, so you know that's gimme, gimme, gimme. Right, it's not a direct translation, but you know it roughly. Fun fact.
What's the song? Is it Fernando, was it?
Yeah.
So the English version is Ferdinand. Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. What? Carlos?
Fernando. It's a Spanish one, isn't it?
Fernando?
Yeah.
Torres?
No.
What is going on? I actually learn in songs myself. All the songs, you know, that I know.
Times tables.
No, that's one thing I definitely don't know.
I'm dying to know how you learn through song.
I know how to sing this little French left and right song.
Yeah.
And ask how far the hotel is.
Go on then.
L'hôtel, l'hôtel, c'est loin. Mais non,
I used to do that one.
Is this hotel far? No, it's close. Yeah. La tenière rue à droite. La tenière rue à gauche.
See, I told you.
Vous voilà. That's like, turn right.
I used to sing that one.
Turn right, turn neck right, next left.
That was the Tricolore special, wasn't it?
Oh, Jean Paul.
Jean Paul.
Do you, when you're talking about icons as well, can you think of more iconic moments? You know, I'm thinking kind of Queen when they did that.
Queen?
Yeah.
We've missed Bloody Queen.
We watched
Bohemian Rhapsody last night.
Again. Yeah, I loved that. Big fan. Freddie Mercury. So now, if you go through Live Aid, that was special, wasn't it?
Unbelievable.
And he was kind of a star at Live Aid, I thought, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah,
I liked his little solo tune as well. What was that one? I bought that on a single. Belter.
I just love all music, to be honest. It's the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I lost my headphones the other day for like 2 days, couldn't find them. And I was like thinking, I haven't listened to music in like 2 days. It probably got into my head a little bit, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then when I really appreciated it when I put my Spotify on.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm the only person on earth who hasn't got earpods.
Yeah. Most people have AirPods.
What are they called? AirPods. I don't have earphones. Could you believe that?
She doesn't have them.
No.
You just take mine.
That's why. I do not. I just put it on the speakers in the house, like full blast music.
Yeah. You've got a good sound system in yours, to be fair.
We've got a good sound system. And I love... Oh, we forgot bloody Bob Michael Marley. Bolton as well. And Bob Marley.
Oh, we forgot Michael Bolton. Really?
Yeah, I love that. You know,
he's been bald for about 25 years.
You know, where we...
And he's got the longest hair I've ever seen. literally at the back.
Oh, my God. We forgot Rod.
Rod, yeah. Love Rod.
Big fan.
These are all the songs, you know, when we have people around, have a few drinks, then we'll get into shower, bed. I put it full blast in the shower. Tell me how I was supposed to live.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, tune.
No. So what about current music? I don't want to talk current.
This is called the Icon episode, and I think we should continue this chat next week.
What about Megan Thee Stallion?
What's that?
Tune in next week, kids, for Abby's opinion on Megan Thee Stallion.
Is it Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it, or is it like...
I know Megan Trainor, but I don't know Megan Thee Stallion.
What? Girl about that bass, No,
that's
chill.
Megan Trainor.
I know, Megan Thee Stallion, she's a bit like...
Let me just play a little bit of Megan Thee Stallion and see what you think.
Wap.
Started with, we got some whores in this house. So obviously we can't play it for obvious reasons, but it started with, we've got some whores in this house. Let's play it a bit more. Make that pull-out game real.
What does that mean?
Let me tell you, we're not good at it.
I don't even know what that means. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Oh, Andre? Okay, next line. You fucking with some wet-ass pussy.
Welcome to my world. Right, that's enough of that filth.
That language is, I think it's there to shock, if I'm honest.
It's a bit uncouth.
Yeah.
Uncouth, say the least.
I'm into the rap vibe, but I feel like...
You're all for letting the coochie breathe, yeah. But a bit of wet-ass pussy is too much.
It's a bit much, I think. Well, what I'm saying is I don't want my kids listening to that, if I'm honest.
I agree.
Totally not.
Get a bit of Patsy Cline on.
Patsy Cline. Do I know Patsy Cline?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I know who Patsy Cline is.
This is what I'm dealing with. I think we've said enough. We can't say enough, actually, on these icons because there's too many of them and they're all fabulous and wonderful. And I will end this episode how I started it. They don't make them like they used to. And I'm just going to leave everyone with that thought.
I agree. But do you think there'll be kids coming through now, like, you know,
because you can't say Lewis iconic. Capaldi, like in 20 years time, they all, when our kids are our age, they can't say, oh God, Lewis Capaldi, he was the best in the world. He just isn't.
Our kids don't know who George Michael is or Elton John.
Bloody do. Pete, are you insane? I play it to them.
I disagree with them, but
Fast Love, Sophia knows every word.
It's number one on the day I was born.
I taught them Oasis. I taught them Oasis, didn't
really?
I? In the bar.
Yeah, you did.
In the bath.
I did, yeah. Because when they're in the bath, like, they couldn't get away or they couldn't change it. So I put my tunes on and I made them learn them so they can sing.
Sophia's been
singing. Most of, definitely, maybe, and almost all of.
Sophia's been singing Wonderwall since she could talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got film things.
I've got video of her.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary,
not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey guys, my agony, Abby's agent, my boyfriend, and yes, I will be playing this back to him if I'm lucky enough for it to be read out.
Okay.
So do your worst. Basically, he thinks he's Wigan's answer to Peter Kay, has been in dire need of a reality check. Every night we go out, he loves to poo-poo any stories anyone else might be telling. If he finds them a bit boring, then steamroll them with his own tried and tested people-pleasing anecdotes, of which he has about five. I've heard them all, and God knows how many times. Not only is it mortifying for me when he talks over either me or everyone else in the group without ever letting them do the punchline to their stories, but they're becoming more and more embellished every time he tells them, to the point they're basically a lie in my eyes.
God, this is us? Yeah. This is you, Pete?
Yeah, but no, I'm the other way as well. Give him his due, he does know how to tell a good tale, but it's very annoying to have someone constantly talk over you. Very annoying. And then basically retell your own story. Fucking hell, that is what you do to me. Literally. And that, with a load of extras that never happened. I am yet to publicly out him in front of my friends with the old, that never happened, I was there. But God, I'm on the verge. Am I being ungrateful? Should I enjoy the fact my fella has a bit of a personality? Or am I right to be annoyed? I can never get to the end of my sen. She hasn't wrote tense.
I think
Meg from Wigan.
I think Meg. It all depends what mood you're in. Because some days you were thinking, "Oh God, he's great. He's entertaining the group. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of elastic." But when you don't like that person that day, it could be annoying, and a little outing might be the way forward. However, we can't contradict what we said earlier about. It is all about banter in a relationship. But I hate the word banter. It is all about personality in a relationship. And I feel I would rather have someone...
Lively.
Someone a little bit lively and someone embellishing those stories to the point where they didn't happen over someone sitting there completely boring with no personality whatsoever.
I think you've nailed that. I think that's right. Like, you'd want him to be, but the fact that he's not letting anyone else talk, it would grate, I think, after a while.
Just pull him on the sly in it and just say,
I think every relationship has heard the story.
A million times.
You know, 100%. How many wives or husbands, you know, go, oh, I've heard this a million times. That's just life.
But also, you know, you're doing things together, right? But then you're sharing it with the group. I do think it's, you know, it's nice. I think it's common courtesy to go, I've fucking heard this one so many times. They're going to love it. He's enjoying telling it. I love him, so we'll let him crack on. But if you hate him that particular day, you'll be like, oh.
This one again.
What a bell.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The all's bad.
Yeah. So it can be difficult. Yeah. Nice at the end.
Okay, next one.
Okay, hi Abby and Pete. Firstly, I just wanted to thank you for your newfound careers as content creators.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Going to live that down.
This is into our holiday now, and with the fact that we're just here content creating, I think it's great. It's great for everyone at home, isn't it?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's not a problem. We're here for you.
You're welcome.
The Therapy Crouch content you guys put out is second to none. Keeps me very entertained during the golden hour on a Tuesday when I've just dropped the kids off at school and I'm yet to begin my jobs for the day. I'm hoping you can give me some non-relationship related advice, if that makes any sense. To cut a long story short, relatively short, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all the classes and activities that the school is pressuring my kids.
Oh God, you and me both, sister.
To take part in. Every other week, I'm getting new clubs, extracurricular activities, sports days, school trips to get my kids involved in. I, like most parents, want my kids to have as many opportunities provided to them. But at what point do you say no? Not only do you have to worry about keeping up appearances with all those yummy pissing mummies on the school run who seem to live for this shit.
Yummy pissed mummies or yummy pissing?
Yummy pissing mummies. but it's also so expensive. Not only do I have to worry about being judged left, right and centre from the school, my kids, the YMCA, yummy mummy crew assholes, but I also end up judging and hating myself even though I'm being stretched too thin. Any words of advice for this overworked, underpaid, underappreciated, stressed out single mother? Thanks, Jane Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, God, Jane. this is, I completely relate to this. But what I can say is I didn't do any clubs. Look at me.
I too didn't do a club and I'm content creating twice a week.
That is an absolute joke and I am no role model for anybody and I will put my hands up and say that. No, it's a lot. It's like,
it's a lot, mate.
You know, back in the day it used to be like football. There'd be football, that was it. Now it's swimming, coding club, chess club.
Coding club.
Chess club, there's debate club.
Politics.
Spanish. And as a parent, we all want the best for our kids, but it is overwhelming. And I think, you know, above all, and I think lockdown was a real eye-opener for this. If your kids are happy and healthy, that's all that matters. Do you know what I mean? And that is true. We all want the best, and it is about keeping up. And, you know, you do look and go, God, well, especially for us, our kids have got opportunities that we didn't have growing up. And I had a great life, you know, as a kid. But you do want to go, oh, my God, there's so much on offer and so much at their feet. And you want them to do everything. But, you know.
Can't do it all.
You can't.
And, you know, there's a lot of access for them to do lots of good things. But I think you have to be selective.
You have to be selective and, you know, it shouldn't be stressful. Do the school and maybe pick one thing that they like to do.
Yeah, I'd pick like one or two things and get them good at that. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Rather than being half good at 10 things, go, you're all right.
I know people that were really good at lots of different sports and they wish they'd just pursued one and gone for it. You know, the one they enjoyed the most. I think sometimes it's better to excel at something than be
Jack of all trades instead of master of none.
Exactly right. Well said.
The other way around, is it?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
That's very insightful, I think, this pod.
No, well, you know, we're learning through fun.
Let Jenny hear that. Why do I do it in like a Moroccan accent?
So derriere like an ass.
Yeah,
derriere on twat.
I said dizzy.
What was the second bit? Le dizzyem what?
Rue a drat.
A drat.
Which means on the left.
That's drats.
Gauche
right.
Is right.
Yeah, drat is right. No.
I thought gauche was right.
Turn your droite, turn your gauche. Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit.
It's straight on.
Allez tout droit.
Allez tout droit, straight on. Turn your droite, turn your gauche.
You can't say droite is straight on and left.
No, turn your droite, turn your gauche. Allez tout droit. Proceed.
Can we proceed to the bar now? Because
let's proceed to the last one. All right, let's help one more person. Hi, Abby and Peter. How can I get my girlfriend to chill out on her expensive spending habits?
No idea. Sorry. Next question.
I can't help with this. Yeah. I have been lucky enough to find a girl who's the love of my life, but sadly is cut from a very different cloth to me. I am a proud working class boy and was brought up in a household where every penny counted. This means I prided myself on being super savvy when it came to getting a good deal, being in restaurants, supermarkets, flights.
Are you doing that voice?
Well, I'm reading it like it's a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather me do, you name it, I'll deal on it. My girlfriend, on the other hand, was brought up in a money's no object environment, which, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to enjoy as I go out for a meal with her and her parents, but fuck me, does it grate on me when it's just the two of us. I'm 99% sure that if you asked her what haggle meant, she'd think it was something straight out of the Harry Potter book. She flatline refuses to ever let me woo her with an early bird meal deal due to the limited menu selection. I will happily peruse the aisles, scouring for any club card classics. If I can get...
Good language, this guy.
Save a couple of quid on buying salad-style cheese rather than organic feta, then so be it. My girlfriend seems to get a thrill from not looking at the prices of anything and playing guess the bill whenever we get to the till. Spoiler alert, I've already done the mental arithmetic whilst it was in the trolley and it's £46.64. How can I get my...
If it was 69, everything would be all right.
Yeah, it would be. How can I get my bit of posh totty to come round to my frugal ways? Rob, London.
Oh, Rob.
I don't have this with you. And one thing, like, you
do. Oh, thanks, babe. That's actually a nice thing you said to me for once.
Yes, you do have expensive taste and you do shop, like to shop, but you are good when it comes to bargaining. You are.
That's like a backhanded compliment.
No, he's saying that his missus just like doesn't care about price, whereas you are not like that.
I am very savvy and I'm scouse. I like a bargain. I like to haggle. Mm-hmm. It's part of the fun. You know, I like a deal.
You like expensive things, like everyone does, but I think you would, you wouldn't
you, but
pay...
But I'm also not stupid.
You wouldn't pay anything, is what I'm saying. You would rather it... Got it. You would rather get it at
a bargain. Like if there's a nice, really expensive jacket, which is like ridiculous, I'd go, I'd prefer that money to be in my bank than on my back.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. It is hard.
She meant that as well. You can see how much that is so hard.
No, I definitely am savvy.
No, definitely. That's we one both thing. Are? 100% you are.
Actually, you're worse than me when it comes to shopping.
Well, like buying things. Because I don't go often. Like I'm saying, like you go quite a lot. And then so you can't do what I do.
You know where to find the best deals, Ab?
She does. She's very. But that's hard. On it with that.
That's a hard thing when you've been, you know, your partner and you've been brought up completely different.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to adjust.
Because
Will that girl feel like he's good enough? You know, once the love wears thin, will she still find him cute, or will she just think he's, you know, can't wine and dine her like she feels that she's used to.
Yeah.
And he's going to want to impress her all the time, isn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. So is it kind of a tiring relationship?
It's a tiny bit of Race J Jack here. You know, it's not sustainable. You can't consistently pay for things that you can't afford.
No, you can't.
Because it's going to end
not real
in tears.
Life. Mm.
Yeah. So I think it's
fuck her off.
Yeah. It's unsustainable. Fuck her off.
No, just have a chat with her. You know, like just say, look, this isn't
hard for a man.
It's an awkward thing to do about money, especially for the family, isn't it? Like,
I think so.
Very awkward. He wants the best for her.
Just be really passive aggressive and bury your feelings. So that
you could bury your feelings, and then
let them bubble over into a midlife crisis. Over
it's an explosion. All right, there's another great bit of advice for the therapy.
If you enjoyed this episode, you should let us know who your musical icons are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. I mean, listen, everyone will have differing opinions. Everyone will have differing opinions, but that's what makes the world go round. You know, no one's right, no one's wrong. Unless you said...
Bono, you two are shit. Then...
Yeah.
You're wrong. James Arthur, we haven't touched on, by the way. He has got one of the best voices of our generation.
I can't believe it.
Voices.
I think he's got a great voice.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying I think he's got a great voice.
But his voice is phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. This could run and run. We're going to now go to dinner and talk about this and come up with more people that we should have said.
Yeah.
And it's going to be frustrating. But send yours in, definitely, to the therapycrouch.com and get them in because we'd like to hear. And possibly we could have a poll and see who is actually the best of all time.
You missed Craig David, let's be honest.
Oh, no, did I?
You love
him? All right.
Daniel Ruedwart.
Fill me in. So I put my tunes on and I made them learn them so they can sing.
Sophia's been
most
sing-
of definitely maybe and almost all of pay for things that you can't afford.
No, you can't
because it's
going to
end
not
in
real
tears.
Life.
Yeah, so I think it's
fuck her off.
Yeah, it's unsustainable. Fuck her off. Okay.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ,
the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.